This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Multiple reports from journalists and social media showed student walkouts March 14th at schools in Chatham, Catskill, Coxsackie, Athens, Ravenna, Kingston, Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Bethlehem, Ballston Spa, Rondout Valley, Saugerties, Ellenville, Albany, and many other districts. A Facebook video showed about 35 Catskill students joining the National School Walkout protest, 1 month after the Florida school shooting that killed 17. The Coxsackie Athens schools reported, quote, just over 100 CAA high school students stood silently in front of the high school and released one balloon each minute during a 17-minute period of silence in their memory, end quote. Many Caro middle and high school students gathered on an outside basketball court. Albany High School had one of the largest protests with students chanting, quote, 2468, gun control has come too late, end quote. HudsonValley360.com reported that junior Joanna Van Slyke, one of the Catskill students organizing the walkout there, said, quote, I want to let everybody know that by doing this, we mean no disrespect towards the school or any officials. We just think that this issue is larger than just walking out to the auditorium, end quote. The activist group Mountaintop Progressives had earlier said Wyndham Ashland Jewett students would participate, but school there was canceled March 14th for weather reasons. The New York State Assembly also shut down the session and cleared its room for 17 minutes to honor Florida shooting victims. Staff at the New York Teachers Union filled the sidewalks, holding signs outside their Albany headquarters at the same time to join in support with the students. There were no reports of counter-protesters at any local schools March 14th, but social media was full of folks commenting that students should have been attending classes. On the same day, the Poughkeepsie Journal reported that students sheltered in place at Poughkeepsie High School and Middle School after a social media threat about a possible shooting at the high school. The day before, a California teacher accidentally discharged a firearm while teaching a public safety class, injuring at least one student. Casey Seiler reports in the Albany Times-Union that a day after his aide Joe Prococo was found guilty of accepting more than $300,000 in cash bribes, Governor Andrew Cuomo said he did not know what Prococo was doing in his office. Quote, when he left state government, he would come back into the office to handle transition matters, Cuomo told reporters. Quote, he was there in the administration for a long time. He was in an important position, and he would come back and he was handling the transition, which is fine. But there should be no other work done from a government office besides that transition work. And in the trial, there was a suggestion that there was, and that's a violation of the rules, end quote. The governor continued, quote, this was a 2-year trial and investigation. There was absolutely no suggestion ever made that I had anything to do with anything, right? An exhaustive trial, and there was never any suggestion about any involvement by me. The governor's involvement was never mentioned. His name was never mentioned, end quote. Actually, Cuomo's name was mentioned throughout the trial, but not in relation to any criminality. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County legislators were cautiously receptive at a special meeting Tuesday night of the Ulster County Legislature March 13th to a proposal to join with Green and Sullivan counties on a regional solid waste authority. Quote, our recommendation, or what we are saying, is we believe a regional authority is a feasible project, said Robert Suchovka of the Middletown-based consulting group Cornerstone Engineering and Land Surveying. The politicians weren't quite as optimistic about the plan. Quote, I get a little concerned when I hear talk of buying power and tonnage because we really need to be focused on diversion, said Manna Joe Green, a Democrat from Rosendale. Quote, I don't want to step into a regionalized model just to get a better rate on transportation and disposal, said Tracy Bartels, an independent from Gardner. Green County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis attended the presentation in Kingston, and Green needs a regional authority because it generates so little solid waste. The Cornerstone study says Green County generated about 50,000 tons of solid waste in 2016, compared to 38,000 for Sullivan County and 125,000 for Ulster County. For the plan to proceed, all three counties would have to pass legislation to create the regional authority and also get state approval. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Wildflower Road in Kinderhook will be paved soon. Town engineer Pat Prendergast told the town board March 5th that he just has to, quote, finish putting the bid specs together, end quote, to find a contractor to pave the dirt road. the property owners along the private road are paying for the paving, but then the town takes ownership and must maintain the road. In other Kinderhook Road news, Barbara Schneider, a member of the town Highway Safety Committee, said that she has been talking with the State Department of Transportation about lowering the speed limit on State Route 203 and also about removing the passing zones on Route 203 between the two villages. Adam Levine from the DOT, quote, did say he would consider it, she told the board. At the March 5th meeting, the Kinderhook Board also passed a motion asking the county to reduce the speed limit on County Route 21 from Best Farm Road to Old Post Road. Kinderhook Village Mayor Jim Dunham requested that change. The Kinderhook Town Board meets next at 7 p.m. April 2nd. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.